Have one. I'm Brian Kilmeade. I know it's always a great time to listen to WHIO, but especially when my friend Steve Temple's behind the microphone. Listen to Temple Talk. Temple Talk Radio on WHIO.
This is Temple Talk Radio with Steve Temple from Pinnacle Investment Advisors. You need a financial strategy that accounts for challenges like market volatility and inflation, and that also adequately prepares you for retirement. The purpose of Temple Talk Radio is to address common financial concerns, provide helpful strategies, and offer ways you may be able to achieve your financial goals. And now, here's Temple Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, Miami Valley, and thanks once again, folks, for tuning into our show today. You know, our topic today is going to be you're a decade away from retirement. So what's next? But, you know, before we jump into that topic, you know, we always like to look at the calendar and kind of see events that are coming up in the near future. November 11th is National Veterans Day, national holiday to support our veterans. And folks, we're so in awe of our veterans and what they've meant for this country. Tony, we got something special we're going to offer. The first 10 people who call us, email us, text us, whatever, the first 10, we're going to send you a beautiful, and these are nice challenge coins.
For veterans.
Very
right?
Heavy for our veterans.
Yeah.
Proud of you. Loyalty, duty, honor, courage, service. Thank you, veterans. On the backside, it says, thank you for your service, honoring all who serve. So, folks, we have veterans out here. You're listening. Text us, call us, email us. We will then be honored to send you a complimentary, very beautiful, heavy, full color challenge coin is our way of saying thank you to all of our veterans. So, you know, again, 937-667-6500. That's our phone number. Go to the website, pinnacleinvestmentadvisors.com. There's a link right on the page. You can contact us right off the page. And who we time and date stamp these. So the first 10 people, based on the timing, give us your address, how to get a hold of you. We're happy to send you one of these and put this in the mail to you. And thank you for all of you folks that are listening. And thank you for our veterans that have all served.
All right. Well, Steve, that's great that you're offering that to veterans. So if you're a veteran and you're one of the next 10 people to contact Steve and his team via phone or email, you'll get, they'll send one of those out.
Yes.
No shipping charge,
no
obligation. Those are great for our veterans. I think that's great that you're doing that. So Steve, what are we talking about today on the show?
Well, you know, one of the biggest financial challenges out there, Tony, it's not the stock market, it's inflation. It's simply a lot closer to home. We're actually saving for retirement. So we're going to reference a 2024 Ago Banking Rate study. They also shared this in Investopedia. The article was titled, 7 Steps to Create 10 Years from Your Retirement Plan. So it found that nearly 3 in 10 workers, are you ready, Tony? 3 in 10 people have not saved a dime for retirement. Almost 4 in 10 aren't currently contributing to any type of retirement fund. So, you know, sure, some people might have a different pension to fall back on, but for most people, Tony, that safety net just doesn't exist anymore. So, and that leaves a lot of hardworking people in a tough spot when it, you know, comes time for step away from that paycheck. So before we get started, Tony, I got to tell you, man, it's always an honor to have you on the show with us today. You know, I can't believe we've been doing this now for, 2.5 years?
Yeah.
And we're getting such a great following, so many great listeners that comment each week. And folks, just thank you for tuning in each week. We do our best to bring you some topics that are meaningful and significant. And obviously, the goal is to do something that's going to help you change your lives for the better. So
thank
you for being with us today, buddy.
Well, this does sound like an interesting topic. I mean, if you're 10 years or within of retirement, there are things that you've got to be doing, right? I mean, and things you need to know, you need to be working with somebody like yourself. So this conversation matters. You all have to figure out how to make the most of the years we've got left before touchdown, before we begin that brand new stage of our lives, which is retirement.
Well, you know, and Tony, the good news, it's not too late, folks, you know, but you got to have a strategy that's going to help you close the gap. So, you know, make smart use of what you've already built, you know, and get that across the finish line. The goal is just make you feel confident that you do have a plan in place. And Tony, you touched on it a minute ago. Folks, it's probably time. Go out and find you someone that you can trust, that is knowledgeable, maybe has some thoughts that you haven't even thought of yet, that can share some insight with you that's going to help you come across the finish line and have you being empowered and more confident to have a successful retirement plan. It's so important.
and be confident about your income in retirement. That's huge. And that's the kind of help everybody out there could use, Steve. So where do we want to begin?
Well, the Investopedia article I mentioned at the top of the show, it has potentially some really useful insights and some data for us to use, Tony. So let's get right on it. So the first thing to remember is 10 years is still enough time to make a real difference. It's never too late to start building for a stronger financial foundation. And I know, Tony, we've talked about it in previous shows. When we're starting out, we're 25, 30, retirement is so far off, not even a consideration. I'll deal with that later. We put things off, and all of a sudden now we're 50. 55. And now we're, oh my gosh, I haven't started. I haven't saved enough. That does create a lot of stress and anxiety. So you've got a decade before you retire. And that's actually a very significant opportunity to get serious about this, put together a solid game plan, a solid strategy. But folks, don't try to do this on your own. Go and get you a partner, a financial advisor that can share some guidance with you to make sure you finish on time.
Well, and that's encouraging. I think a lot of people hear 10 years, like 10 years, they panic, like they've already missed the boat. But you're saying there's still time to turn things around, right?
Absolutely, Tony. And the key is to take an honest look at where you're standing right now. What have you saved so far? What's your current income situation? And what can you realistically contribute going forward? And a lot of that has to do, Tony, we also have to talk about debt. You know, how about your debt scores? How about your debt to income ratio? So once you've done that, it's about considering some smart adjustments, cutting some expenses, and redirecting some of those dollars towards savings and staying consistent on your goal.
So a mix of awareness and action is what you're saying, getting clear about your current situation, then actually following through on that strategy, right?
Well, it's about taking a few deliberate steps now, even if they're small, Tony, that's going to make a world of difference down the road. So the very first step is simple. It's not always easy. You got to assess where you are right now. Sometimes just the fear of that even causes people to procrastinate. So most people don't like admitting that they might be a little bit behind on their retirement goal. But again, it's so important to being honest about your current situation. And that's the only way you can create a plan that's really, truly going to work.
Yeah, I mean, that's tough. I think a lot of people avoid it because they don't want to face the numbers, or maybe they just don't know where to start. And that's where you come in. But what does that kind of assessment actually look like, Steve?
Tony, that's a great question. So the first thing is start by looking at how much you've already saved in your accounts that are meant for retirement. We're talking things like IRAs, 401ks, Roth IRAs, 403bs, and then, you know, get a clear total of what you put into those accounts. If you've got a taxable account that you plan to use specifically for retirement, include those too, okay? But leave out any money that's earmarked for emergencies or big purchases like a car, maybe a home project. You want to see clearly what you've got designated for your retirement bucket.
Yeah. Well, and so basically get everything on one page, including your real retirement picture, and then keep things like emergency funds or vacation savings separate.
Nicely put, brother. And once you know where you stand, here it is, you can start identifying what needs to change. And that's where the real progress is going to start happening, Tony. Once you've figured out where you are, the next step is to identify, where do you want to be? What income do you actually want to have going into your retirement? So for many people, their retirement savings are often like IRAs, 401ks, other investment accounts. And that's going to provide a lion's share of your monthly income. But that's not the only place that it can come from either, Tony. You know, we've talked about Social Security in the past. That's another strategic plan in your retirement income. How do you maximize your Social Security? All these pieces come together when you're working with someone that does have the ability to share some insight and as complex as all these things are, someone truly that has the knowledge and wisdom can give you some guidance on putting together a plan that's going to change your life for the better.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's huge. And I think that's great. And even though those accounts might do some of the heavy lifting, a lot of people have other sources of income that they might be overlooking, right?
Well, Social Security, I mentioned that a moment ago. That's a big one, Tony.
Yeah.
Most workers qualify for benefits based on their earnings history. How long have you worked? What age you will decide to start, you know, taking those benefits. And for some people, especially those who haven't been able to save as much, Social Security might end up being a main source of your retirement income.
Yeah, I think that's an important point. So what about pensions? I know they're not as common anymore, but some people still have them, right?
Well, Tony, if you're fortunate enough to have a pension, make sure you include that monthly amount in your income strategy. It's a valuable piece of the puzzle, Tony. And you think you might, you know, do some part-time work after you retire. You know, maybe it's something you enjoy doing. It's fun. Maybe you want to have some extra income. Those also need to be factored in as well. But, you know, even Tony, we're talking about the pensions. Folks, it's so important that you look at carefully all the options you have available to you in your pension. Life-only option, life and joint survivor. Tony, I've seen so many people over the years that they chose the life-only option, not realizing that if they predeceased the spouse, they would no longer receive any additional income. And so, and that's irrevocable. It's once you make that choice, it's a done deal, if you would. But so it's so important to consider all these things in advance up front before making any long-term decisions.
And that makes perfect sense, Steve. You got to get a full picture of all the possible income streams.
Well, bingo. And here's a quick tip. The government Social Security website has a retirement benefit estimator. It's helpful. You and your financial advisor can, you know, work together and just look at what options might be available based on when you start taking your benefit, what year. Tony, it comes down to really two things. How much is your check going to be? How long will you get that check? You know, I've heard it said by other folks we met, well, somebody else told them, defer your Social Security, wait, take it to age 70. That way you get the maximum benefit. It's a 32% guaranteed increase in your income. Yeah, that's a big number, Tony. But the things that aren't being discussed is, what about your health? What about your longevity? Do you have genes to provide longevity? So meaning that if your life expectancy is maybe 76 years old and you defer your benefit to age 70, does that really make sense? Well, maybe, maybe not. It comes down to, again, how much is the paycheck? How long will you get the check? So we have a thing called Social Security Maximum Report, Social Security Maximization, sorry. And it does take into consideration all these other factors, your pensions, other income you have from investment.
Spousal benefits, if you have a spouse,
spousal, right? Benefits. Yeah. And it just really clears up the air a little bit. When should one consider start taking benefits without just guessing at it, or, well, gee, maybe I should do this, or my neighbor did this, my coworker did this. No, there's a better approach to this. And folks, we want to help you make those important decisions.
Yeah. Well, and for some people, you know, it's about slowing down and simplifying, making those decisions, but you have to work with a financial services professional like yourself. And I know you offer that Social Security Maximization Report. It's a personalized report for each individual's personal situation, takes into account, do you have a spouse? How is this going to affect her? Should you pass? So when you take your Social Security is so important, and using these strategies, you'll run that report at no charge, no obligation for our listeners out there. They just have to get a hold of you. Now, I just think, you know, retirement is so important, and your goals make a difference here, don't they?
Well, your goals are going to shape your financial strategy. Yeah. Someone who plans to downsize to a smaller home and live a quiet, modest lifestyle is going to have very different needs than someone who wants to travel frequently, or maybe they're going to take up some new hobbies. That's why it's so important, Tony, to create a monthly budget that estimates your regular retirement expenses like housing, groceries, dining out, leisure activities. And let's not forget one thing, Tony, what about healthcare costs? You know, we are living longer. That's the good and the bad news. And that could end up leading to some substantial healthcare costs that we maybe hadn't planned for. So all these things are very important to consider into your unique financial strategy.
And I think this is one that a lot of people underestimate: health insurance costs, prescriptions, doctor's visits. Even with Medicare, there's still premiums, copays, deductibles, even long-term care coverage, which is outrageous. You want to look at that. How am I protected against that? How am I going to pay for that?
Well, precisely, Tony. And here's the thing. Those costs can really climb upward. You know, according to a 2024 Fidelity Retiree Healthcare Cost Estimate, it was referenced in an article, a typical 65-year-old can expect, you ready for this, to spend around $165,000 of healthcare expenses during their retirement. So,
that's
brother,
for an individual.
That's for individual, Tony. Yes.
Couples are over $300,000.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So it's worth strategizing for that right now, Tony. And what do you need to do to make some adjustments to prepare for that? Okay. It's really important.
Well, it's a huge number, but it's a good perspective to have. It drives home how important it is to know exactly what kind of retirement you want and what it's going to take to support it.
Well, and that's just it. Once you define your goals, the rest of your strategy building process really is quite simple, because now you've got some direction. Here's where you are. Here's where you want to be. And it's about just the first thing, Tony, is just getting started.
Yeah.
Don't put it off anymore, folks. We do that, Tony. We are creatures of procrastination. We don't understand something. We're fearful of the outcome. We're fearful of the knowing, having the knowledge of where are we at? Where are we going? That just sometimes helps people procrastinate. Folks, stop putting it off. It's too important. It's going to happen. And you know, whether you start now or start next year, 5 years from now, starting today is going to make a huge impact on that outcome for you, for your success.
I think one of the things that you're going to have to do, as I listen to you talk, Steve, is work with a trusted financial services professional. So before we keep going with today's conversation, let our listeners out there know how they can schedule that no charge consultation to ask questions and to build that financial strategy that's going to keep them on course for their ideal retirement.
You listeners out there, they take a leap of faith here. Give us a call. 937-667-6500. Go to the website, pinnacleinvestmentadvisors.com. Right on the main page, scroll down. There is a link that you can get set up on our calendar for a quick phone call. Better yet, you can make an appointment to come see us. Two convenient locations, Tony. We're in Beaver Creek, Ohio, inside the Chamber of Commerce there on Beaverview. We have an office up north in Troy, Ohio. Folks, take the time. I've been doing this for 31 years. And when we mean it, we say it, we mean it. No cost, no obligation. Come see us. Come talk to us. Let us put together a master plan, what we can do to help you and share some insight with you. It's going to make a really big difference in your futures.
I think that's great. So let's get back to today's topic.
You know, Tony, once you know what kind of retirement you want and what it's, you know, the cost is going to be, the next big question is, when are you actually wanting to retire? That is so important. Where are you at now? What year do you want to retire? Someone who's 10 years away, you know, could be as young as 45 years old, and they built a solid foundation and they're eager to step away early. Okay. You might be 65, even 70, and you're still playing catch up. So it's so important to know, where are you today? What have you saved so far? This is where working with a professional, Tony, is going to really help put all the pieces together to give you some clarity and confidence in you making a decision that's going to have that impact on you for the rest of your life.
Yeah. Well, and I guess the big factor here is how long you're going to need your savings to last once you stop working, right?
Well, here it is. For many people, retirement could be, Tony, retirement could last 30 years or more.
Wow.
So, yeah, a retirement strategy isn't just about how much you'll spend. It's all about how long are you going to be. Or think about it. You've worked for 30, 35 years. And if you're healthy, you're going to be living in retirement for 35 years. So it's so important to know this thing, know what the longevity is, and then put together a strategy that it's going to ensure, Tony, that you don't outlive your money.
Yeah, there you go. I think that's really important. And it's less than about hitting a specific range and more about hitting that point where your money can actually support the lifestyle you're going to need, right?
That's right, brother. And see, the best way to set a retirement, you know, retirement date is to ask, when will I have enough to live comfortably without running out of money? And when you're making those estimates, it's always smart to be conservative and to assume you might live longer. Maybe you'll spend a little more. Maybe you need to earn a little more in all these best case scenarios. So Tony, the thing that we do, when we put together the analysis, we run a very conservative projection on the growth of your assets. And then we get into this conversation. We call it, you know, go-go years, knowing that that first 10 years in retirement, you're going to be healthier. You're going to have more energy. You're going to want to do more. So we start building the scenarios. Okay, here's your basic plan, where you're at. You're retiring. Here's your basic income goal. Let's ramp it up a little bit. Let's see what it looks like if we do a go-go scenario. We're going to provide you more income for that first 10 years. Then the second phase would be the slow go. You know, you still want to do things. You just don't want to do as much. And that maybe require a little bit less revenue. And then lastly, it's called those no-go years. You're home, you're happy, you're settled. So it's pretty important to put together a plan that kind of takes into that scenarios of the go-go, the slow go, the no-go. And that's what our clients really enjoy talking about. We actually can show them a way to have more income during that first 10 years of retirement to give them the freedom and the confidence to know that they can do these things without the worry of running out of money.
Yeah, that is huge. Well, Steve, this is just such a great topic. And I know that a big part of this equation is going to be cleaning up any debt before you retire. You got to get that done in the years before you get there, especially high interest debt like credit cards, right?
You know, eliminating debt is so critical. Those high credit card interest payments, Tony, it's crucial. So the less you owe heading into retirement, here it is, the more flexibility and financial peace of mind you're going to have when you get there. So we work with a lot of folks, Tony. We meet them for the first time. We help them come up with a strategy. How can we get rid of some of this debt so it's not like an anchor and chain around us for the rest of our retirement years? And there's a lot of satisfaction that comes with that too, Tony.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. And that's the moment of truth, isn't it? You have to finally see if what you've built will cover the retirement you want. But if you're working with somebody like yourself, you're going to know this and you're going to be able to sleep well at night, correct?
Bullseye, brother. If your assets already meet or exceed what you'll need, great. Stay consistent. Keep contributing. Stick to your strategy. But if you find out there's a gap, Tony, in what you have and what you want, what you need, you better take some action. So I ask a lot of folks, but folks, if what you thought to be true turned out not to be true, when do you want to know? Mm. Right? Yeah. Great question, isn't it? And most people say, well, I want to know right now, Steve. Okay, great. Now that we know we have some wisdom and knowledge, what's the next step?
Yeah.
Well, it's implementing a plan, implementing a strategy. Don't procrastinate. Those two questions are so important, Tony.
Yeah.
To get people to take action.
Right. So, but, you know, what if people realize or think, what if they realize, hey, I'm way behind and I don't think I've got enough. Maybe I'm 5-10 years out and it's not, I don't think that's a lot of time to play catch up. What then?
Well, that 10 years can go by really fast, Tony. We joke about it a lot. Seems like the older we get, the years and days do go by fast. Yeah,
well, the years go by in a blink.
Oh,
sometimes the days are long still.
I'm here to November already. And just earlier yesterday, it was January. But listen to folks, you still have enough time to make some meaningful progress. You know, you might need to increase your savings rate, cut back on the non-essential spending. But the key is to figure out exactly how much you want and how much you need to save, adjust your contributions, whether it's a 401k, IRA, some other accounts. But here it is, Tony. The key is to stay consistent and set up this automatic contributions, you know, through maybe your payroll deduction. We've got some folks, Tony, we're working with some new clients that we're actually setting it up to where each month we're going to draft money coming from their checking and savings because they're doing some things in their 401k plan. They're getting the maximum match on their contribution. So we're setting it up for them that automatically every month, we're going to then continue to build their wealth, you know, into their future, getting their account set up at Schwab and then making a monthly contribution that's going to help them get on track.
Yeah, exactly. And we covered debt and you mentioned that can really eat away at savings and you want to attack that. I know you've helped people with that. So that's huge. And like you said, there's no magic trick here. It's just smart strategizing and consistency, correct?
Tony, there's no quick fix here, brother. It's about having the right mindset, being accountable, having a clear strategy, having some clarity and what you want to accomplish, and that's going to help you close the gap. So sometimes that means adjusting expectations, maybe learning to live on a little bit less right now, Tony, but that's all part of creating the retirement solution that's going to work for you in your future. And one more thing, I think it's also, as we get close to retirement, it's not necessarily the time to take a bunch of extra risk. And Tony, a lot of people have done that too. They realize they should have started sooner than they did. And then they feel like they got to, you know, it's like a duck paddling in the water. They got to paddle a lot faster. They got to take more risk in effort to try to catch up. And that sometimes sets them up to even fail as well. So that's not a good strategy either. It's about consistency, discipline. And I think working with a financial advisor is going to help instill that in you. So you're not having to figure this stuff out all on your own by yourself.
I think that's great, Steve, and that's where we'll wrap it up, because you have to have a plan in place. You have to work with a trusted financial services professional. That's what you're going to help people do, is get that retirement income plan in place.
Absolutely.
And dealing with risk, you have a risk analysis that you run for people.
Yes.
It's just 11 questions they ask, and then you see what their personal risk tolerance is, and then you look at and run a report on where their finances, like their 401ks or IRAs, including their Social Security. Okay, here's what the risk you are currently taking, but here's your risk tolerance. Do they mesh? Is that going to get you there? And you've got to have that looked at by a professional and get that plan in place. So how can our listeners, Steve, get a hold of you to get this done? I know you're offering today for our listeners a no charge, no obligation consultation, correct?
Folks, reach out to us. Again, 937-667-6500. PinnacleInvestmentAdvisors.com. Go to the website. Get on the schedule to come meet with us either on a phone call or, better yet, come see us in person. And Tony, as we wrap up, folks, I want to say once again, thank you to all of our veterans that are listening. If you know somebody that's a veteran, the top 10 people that reach out to us after the show today, Tony, maybe some of you have already done it, but 10 people are going to get this beautiful, beautiful, really heavy quality challenge coin that says, thank you for your service. Folks, thanks to our veterans. Thanks to all of our listeners. Thanks for tuning in each week. We appreciate you so much.
All right, and that does it for today's episode of Temple Talk Radio with our host, Steve Temple.
Hi, I'm Brian Kilmeade. Thanks for listening to my good friend, Steve Temple, with Temple Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us for Temple Talk Radio. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact Steve Temple at Pinnacle Investment Advisors at 937-667-6500 or visit templetalkradio.com. Join us again soon for another episode of Temple Talk Radio. Advisory services are offered through Pinnacle Investment Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Ohio. Insurance products and services are offered through Temple Financial Solutions, an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.